True North Tales. Stories of the people, places, and events from across the territory on 100.1 True North FM.
For this True North Tale, I got to sit down with Millar, one of the owners and people that run Clean Strength Fitness here in Yellowknife. And to start off my chat with Millar, he tells me how he became interested in becoming a business owner. And then he tells me a little bit about what running Clean Strength Fitness is like with his team and how they all came together.
Becoming a business owner for me was just something that my family's always done. So I kind of always wanted to be part of business. And that was kind of what pushed me towards it. Owning the business, it's me and my team. I have a whole team. We own it together. There's four of us. And I think the best part about it was I initially used to just do it by myself. I used to just coach people online all by myself. But when my business partners approached me and said, let's do it together, was kind of my favorite moment where they were like, hey, this actually has opportunity. Why don't we try it together? That was kind of the fun part. Because for me, it was just like something, oh, my parents are part of a business, so I should probably try to do something. Ever since they all joined, I was like, hey, maybe there is something here.
Some of the things that Millar and I talked about during our chat are, what does he think some of the best parts about being a member of the Northern business community are? And what were some of the reasons for bringing CSF to the North?
I think the best part about being up here is how much people actually appreciate it once you give it to them, once you start selling a good quality product to people. The reason, obviously, like any business owner, they try to start because there's some sort of a hole in the market. So that's kind of what we saw here is that the territories don't have barbell sports from the youth up. Like it doesn't exist. Like it's kind of this, you go to the gym as a kid and you kind of have fun with your friends. But like in the other provinces and also the states, it's actually a career option that people can do, and that doesn't exist up here. And I wish I had that, and I've been able to make it a career in some sort of way. But just to give that opportunity to students and other age groups has been kind of fun. That's kind of the reason why we're bringing it up here, because there's a huge market.
And Millar ends off our True North tale by telling me one of his favorite client success stories, and another reason why Millar and the rest of the team are really excited to be bringing more of CSF to the North.
I think my favorite one so far is to do with the North, and probably the reason why we're starting to move everything to the North. One of a really younger students, he's a high school student, he was a pro, like a speed skater. He went around Canada speed skating and he tore his adductor a couple of times doing that, because that's a very similar thing that people do in those sports. But he came to me and he didn't really know how to perform in barbell sports, so powerlifting, and I was able to get him from that to now like to be able to compete, and he's going to be competing here in the next year. So it's awesome to see that progress for someone that young to even go, I want to keep competing some way. Doctors have told me I can't at all. So to be able to take him from that, to be take him to a high level of competition has been kind of cool.
If you have a story to tell or know someone we should talk about, let us know. Email truenorthtales@mytruenorthnow.com.